Psachim Berkhes Mishnah Zayin. Ein Shechten is a Pesach ala Yachid. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that one should not shecht a carbon Pesach if it's just for one person to eat. It's based on a drasha. The Torah says, Loisucha lizboach es a Pesach be'achad sharecha. It seems, according to Yehuda, be'achad is an extra word. Why does it say be'achad sharecha? Rather, it's to teach us not just that you shouldn't shecht in one of your places, rather it's for one. Be'achad means for one person. Even if that one person can eat a kezayis, the Rambam actually learns that that one person has to eat the whole Karban Pesach. Rabbi Yossi matir. However, Rabbi Yossi matirs it, and therefore, it's going to be machlekes rishonim when one person does eat the Karban Pesach. If you do shecht for him, according to Rabbi Yossi, which the Rav says we hold like, does it just mean that that one person can just eat a kezayis, and then the rest of the carbon is just going to become nosar, and then they're going to burn it? Or, like we just said, the Rambam holds that it would have to be eaten by one person. You can't shecht if the whole carbon is not eaten. Afilu chavura shel mea, she'en yichon lechol kezayis. Even if you have a chubur of 100 people, that they can't eat a kezayis, ein shechtin alein. This is Rabbi Yehuda's words. This is a continuation of Rabbi Yehuda. And the point is, that Rabbi Yehuda is pointing out that the shechting of the carbon Pesach is specifically based on achila, of how many people can eat it. So if you have the opposite, where you have 100 people, but they can't eat it, now the Rav learns what this means. It seems that the Rav's learning that you would need each and every person that's part of the chabura has to be able to eat a kezayis. But if one of them can't eat a kezayis, from the carbon you don't shecht for them. Others learn, I believe it's Rashi, that holds that all you would need is one person out of these 100 people that can eat a kezayis. Then it's good enough. But the point is, whatever shita you hold like, you do need someone or all to be able to eat a kezayis. That's the point. But if not, then you can't shecht for it. Vein oisin chaburas noshim vavodim ktanim. And the Mishnah ends that you cannot make a chabura. The Rav says either it's a few mixtures. The Rav says it could be one of the following. Noshim and avodim because of hergal avera. It's not a good idea to put them together. And also ktanim and avodim together because we're afraid of mishkav zocher. However, it seems that you can make a chabura of just nashim and shecht for them, or a chabura of just avadim and shecht for them. However, ketanim, there you can't even make a chabura for ketanim. And the Rav seems to be mashu this way, the Rambam too, that just ketanim by themselves, of a chabura of ketanim, you can't shecht the Karban Pesach for. And the Tiferes Sol explains, because since they don't have das, maybe they'll passel it. However, he brings that if the ketanim are old enough, the time that they're old enough for oinus nedarim, then they're no different than Noshim and Avadim, that each by themselves, that would also be okay. And it also seems that Noshim and Ketanim together would be okay. It's just the other two sets together wouldn't be. Noshim with Avadim and Avadim with Ketanim.